on this episode, how grace fuels expansion.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
You guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Oh man, what a thing it is that we're here. You're experiencing this life on Earth as a human being. I'm experiencing this life as a human being. Among 100 billion or so, if you look at various estimates, 100 billion people, modern humans, have experienced life. And somehow you and I have crossed paths. That's quite a thing. And you're investing a few minutes of your day to be here with me today. Thank you for that. Let's talk about grace and how it not only fuels expansion, but I believe it is really the foundation of expansion. One of the things that has been literally universal with every person that I have spent any meaningful amount of time speaking with and diving into the real stuff of life, whether that's a coaching client, a friend, a family member, whoever it is, universal to every person I've ever spoken with at any depth is that we don't give ourselves grace. We don't give ourselves grace 100% of the time. We don't give ourselves grace anywhere near 100% of the time. If you look up the word grace, you will find various definitions. Here's how I define it. Our tendency is to punish ourselves, to exact consequences on ourselves and on other people for the same thing over and over and over again. That is the opposite of grace. Giving ourselves grace and giving other people grace means having consequences one time for one thing. Meaning we make a mistake, we look ourselves in the mirror, and we have the conversation that needs to be had. We have the conversations with other people that need to be had. We apologize, we course correct, we pivot. We don't continue to punish ourselves over and over and over again. Giving ourselves grace means having consequences one time for one mistake. Mistakes are part of being human. They are, in fact, how we learn. They are, in fact, how we actually become the best version of ourselves. If we did not make mistakes, we would not know which direction to go. It is literally how we know which direction to go. We go a direction, and when we find directions that aren't the way, we course correct. And then we find a direction that feels better, and we keep going on that, and we keep making changes. And that as we make mistakes, we course correct. Ideally, not everyone course corrects. Not everyone course corrects with intention and consistency. But if we do, that is how we grow. You probably have experienced this. The reality is that very likely the best parts of you today, much like the best parts of me today, have probably been born of your mistakes, and they probably have been born of what you've learned from your mistakes. So mistakes are not bad. Mistakes are, in fact, a fundamental part of being human, maybe the fundamental part of being human, actually, because if we didn't make mistakes, if we were perfect, if everyone was perfect, what would this human existence even be? The fundamental part of being human is actually making mistakes and learning and growing. Making mistakes and learning and growing. And of course, it's connecting with other people. But our expansion as an individual soul, as an awareness, I think the fundamental part of that is literally making mistakes and either growing from them and expanding or not growing. And we either get stuck or sometimes we get deeper and deeper and deeper. So giving ourselves grace means that when we make a mistake, we recognize it, we have the consequences we need to, we have the conversation, we look ourselves in the mirror in the way that we need to, we look at our habits, we look at the way that we're approaching life, we make those kind of changes, and often we have to make those things over and over again. Rarely do we make some kind of mistake, and it's like, okay, I made this mistake, here's what I need to learn. I course corrected, boom, never made that mistake again, ever. Sometimes, especially real big ones, sometimes real big mistakes, you know, they're like, woohoo, never gonna make that one again. Most mistakes, especially the repeated ones, the consistent ones, the daily ones that drag us down, if not daily, the ones that we sort of repeat in patterns in our relationships and in our relationship with ourselves, those kind of mistakes, we need to repeat this process over and over again of actually giving ourselves grace. And when we do that, here's how it fuels our expansion. To the degree that we punish ourselves over and over again for the same thing, we re-identify with that thing. We re-identify with it. We align with it as part of who we are. And thus, it creates a glass box that we live in. We live in a glass box that is built of the ways that we punish ourselves. We live in a glass box that is built in the ways that we punish ourselves. So when you give yourself grace, that's what frees you to expand. That's what frees you to align with a new identity. That's what frees you to align with new beliefs and new patterns and new habits and new ways of connecting with yourself and with other people. Because you stop identifying with the same thing over and over again. And you do what we really are meant to do, which is to recognize mistake, to have the conversations with ourselves and with other people that need to be had, to look at what changes need to be made and course correct and pivot and move forward and let it go. And to the degree that we can let stuff go, we shatter that glass box that we live in and you expand. And then the other way that you expand is by giving yourself grace. Now you can give other people grace. So your relationships expand because we cannot love other people, treat other people, or give other people grace very much differently than we do those things for ourselves. The way we treat ourselves, that's the limit. That's the governor. It really is. So when you give yourself grace, not only are you going to expand, not only are you going to stop punishing yourself over and over and over again for the same thing, but now you're going to be able to give other people grace. Because you're going to feel that. You're going to give yourself that. You're going to experience it. You're going to embody it. And it's going to come naturally. It's going to come naturally. The way we treat ourselves is what naturally comes in terms of how we treat other people and how we interact in our relationships. Sometimes we can step away from that. We can force things. We can step outside of authenticity. But really, when it really comes down to it, the way we treat ourselves is the way we treat other people. So give yourself grace. You're a human being. You make mistakes because it is literally the foundation of being human. It is the foundation of our experience here. So let's acknowledge our mistakes. Let's recognize them. Let's make the apologies and the course corrections and the pivots and have those mirror conversations that need to be had and then let them go. Give yourself grace. And that will free you to expand. It will free your relationships to feel so much better. I give you grace. A lot of you guys I know, oh my gosh, so many of you guys, I am so privileged to know. I'll shout out to a few, Charles and Scott, two of my very best friends in this world. Thank you for being you. So many humans that I'm privileged to know. You two guys have been two that I have been so blessed to get to know as part of this very journey and this podcast. It's been awesome. Thank you, all of you guys, for being you. Go out there and get after it. Give yourself grace. It's not the wrong thing to do. It's not the amoral thing to do. It's actually the good thing to do. Give yourself grace. Go get after it. I'll talk to you soon.